the wonderful brain. At making suggestions, I'm great. For instance, I went to a wedding last week, and the bridegroom was awfully late. The girl murmured, "Something has happened, I fear. Oh, what shall I do?" I said, "Pardon me, dear. May I be allowed to suggest that I take his place for a bit? Maybe he's made a mistake in the day, or perhaps his arrangements don't fit." Said she, "It seems strange, because only last night he wanted to cut up the cake. But will you come and cut it?" I said, "Certainly. I've no other suggestion to make." As a man, I can take my own part with anyone, turn 93. I never can pass by a row in the street. Well, I know how to use them, you see. Last winter, two navvies were having a fight. As neither could shape, I said, "That isn't right. May I be allowed to suggest that isn't scrapping at all? Just feint with your right and lead off with your left." "I know, I've been punching the ball." Then all of a sudden my face seemed to slip, and when I bent it back into shape, I found two thick ears. But I lost my ideas, I'd no other suggestion to make. I recently journeyed to Spain. A bullfight, of course, went to view. At killing a bull, I determined to show the Spaniards what Britons could do. As I leapt in the ring with the toreador, I said, as the bull came at us with a roar, "May I be allowed to suggest, you can't kill a bull for nuts. I'll show you the way to make pobre old chap the very next time that he butts." But the bull took a sudden disliking to me. He could see I was after a steak. As he stuck both his horns where I never have corns, I've no other suggestion to make.